Prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the people killed by others through abortion, execution, or crime, or through hunting, fishing, pest control, or other killing of animals. All the Tibetans have been killed or taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Bernard Baranski, mother of Brittany Nicole, Timothy Powell, Agnes the Duck, Cookie the Cat, Francis the Duck, Callie the Squirrel, Luna the Cat. Job Search, Roseanne Barona, Mike Brown, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim K., Pooja Shaw, Greg Weaver, Joe Whitley. Prayers for Health and Well-Being, Kao J. Lama Zomba Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Geshe Peldon Tsangpo, Venerable Gelton, Venerable Chirky Lamo, all those killed by natural and man-made disasters, all those in prison, suffering abuse or abusing others, and all those addicted to harmful substances. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authority, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Family of Bernard Baranski, Jim Barnes, Luce and Narcisse Barona. Narcisse Barona Sr., Rita Bellil, Katie Boehm, Yuki Burrows, Ken Castello, Dimitri and Suzanne Diamandopoulos, Tashi Droma, Mildred Gruch, Andrew Gorton, Tracy Haas Thompson, Christina Harrison, Keith Harmon, Frank Holt, Sam Jackenthal, Kenny Jackson Buddy, Dallin Sue Johnston, Helen Kastanoff, Rachel Keith, Nino Kowalski, Jonathan Kramer, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Karina Lilligan family, Kim Lillick, Mary Lojek, Pat Long, Ina Lovelace, R.M., Carolyn and Granger Marley, Wilbert Martin, Elvia Mejia and family, Bruce Miller, Antonio Moore, Jr., Audrey Murphy, Evan Merlin family, Marie Oliver, Jay Pandya, thank you, family of Timothy Powell, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, Ralph Rumley, Ariana Scott, Joanne Cease, Pooja Shaw, Patty Sheriff, Ronnie Schumann, Andre Smith, Emily Smith, Tara Bumgardner Snotherly, Nancy Sorbet, Carol Struther, Adnan Tokum, Lobsam Topten, Francis Ullman, Dion Washington, Shea Wokowiki, Marguerite Young, Dorja and Kajo the Pigs, Omani Pemihum the Chipmunk, Sammy the Cat, Skibo the Dog. So in the retreat book, if you please turn to page 55. And we'll chant LC2, and then we'll turn to 56 and chant LC3, almost right after. Oh, and also I'd like to thank all the friends and members of the Kadampa Center for sponsoring this puja, and maybe we could think about those on our prayer list. And dedicate this puja and practice to all our gurus, to all our the numberless Buddhas, the numberless Bodhisattvas, the numberless Dhamma, the numberless Sangha, the numberless stupas and holy images, on behalf of the numberless hell beings, hungry ghosts, animals, humans, Suras and Asuras and intermediate beings, so that all obstacles to liberation from samsara and enlightenment will be immediately and completely cleared away. Rav Karge Sen
Namo Buddha. Namo Buddhaya. Namo Dharmaya. Namo Sanghaya.
I'll turn to page 59. This is the next page. And let's read LC4 through LC22 in English. For the sake of all mother sentient beings, I should become the Guru Deity and place all sentient beings in the supreme state of the Guru Deity. For the sake of all mother sentient beings, I should become the Guru Deity and place all sentient beings in the supreme state of the Guru Deity. For the sake of all mother sentient beings, I shall become the Guru Deity and place all sentient beings in the supreme state of the Guru Deity. For the sake of all mother sentient beings, I shall quickly in this very life attain the state of the primordial Buddha, the Guru Deity. I shall free all mother sentient beings from suffering and place them in the state of great bliss of a Buddha. Therefore, I shall now practice the profound path of Guru Deity Yoga. On page 60, we'll read LC1. From within great bliss, I arise as the Guru Deity. From my body, masses of light rays emanate into the 10 directions, blessing world and beings, so that all is perfectly placed in the quality of utter infinite purity. Om Hum, Om Hum, Om Hum. Pure clouds of outer, inner, and secret offering substances pervade the reaches of space, earth, and sky, spreading out inconceivably. In nature, they are transcendental wisdom, in aspect, inner offerings, and individual offering substances. As enjoyments of the six senses, they function to generate the special transcendental wisdom of bliss and voidness. Now we're on page 61. In the vast space of indivisible bliss and void, amidst billowing clouds of Samantabhadra offerings, at the crest of a wish-granting tree adorned with leaves, flowers, and fruit, is a precious lion throne ablaze with gems, on which is a wide lotus sun and full moon. On them sits my root guru, kind in three ways. In nature, all Buddhas, in aspect, a saffron robe monk, with one face, two arms, and a radiant white smile. Right hand in the gesture of expounding the Dharma, left in meditative pose, holding an alms bowl full of nectar. You wear three lustrous saffron robes, and your head is crowned by a golden panda's hat. In your heart sits the all-pervading Lord, powerful Vajradhara, with one face, two arms, and a blue body, holding Vajra and bell. Embracing Vajradhatu Ishvari, the queen of space, delighting in the play of simultaneous bliss and void. They are adorned with jeweled ornaments of many designs and clothes and garments of heavenly silk. Adorned with the marks and signs, radiant with countless light rays, you sit in the Vajra position encircled by a five-colored rainbow. Your pure aggregates are the five Sugatas, your four elements, the four consorts. Your sources, channels, sinews, and joints are actual bodhisattvas. The hairs of your pores are 21,000 arhats. Your limbs are wrathful protectors, the light rays directional guardians and secret yakshas, while the worldly gods are cushions for your feet. Surrounding you in their respective order sit the direct and lineage gurus, yidams, hosts of mandala dates, Buddhas, bodhisattvas, heroes, and dakinis, encircled by an ocean of dharma protectors. The three vajras mark their three doors. From the letter whom hook light rays radiate, drawing forth the wisdom beings from their natural abode to become non-dual and set. Though phenomena are free of any inherent sun-hindering, you arise for your enlightened activity of wisdom and loving compassion according to the dispositions of varied disciples. Holy refuge savers, please come forth with your retinues. Source source of complete goodness and sound well-being throughout the three times, root and lineage, gurus, jidams, three jewels of refuge, heroes, achinis, dharma protectors, and hosts of guardians. By the power of your compassion, come forth and abide steadfast. Om Guru Buddha Bodhisattva Dharmapala Chapariwara Eja Hija Hum Bam Ho. The wisdom and commitment beings become non-dual. Now turn to page 75. Your compassion grants even the sphere of great bliss, the supreme state of three kayas in an instant. Guru, with a jewel-like body vajra holder, I prostrate at your lotus feet. You are the transcendental wisdom of all infinite conquerors, appearing with supreme skillful means in any way that subdues. You sport the aspect of a saffron robe monk, holy refuge savior, I prostrate at your feet. You eliminated all faults and their instincts from the root and are treasury of infinite precious quality. Gold source of benefit and bliss without exception, perfect pure guru, I prostrate at your feet. Teacher of gods and all, in reality you are all Buddhas, the source of 84,000 pure dharma. You stand out from the whole host of superiors, kind guru, I prostrate to you. To gurus dwelling in the three times and ten directions, the three supreme jewels and all worthy of homage, with faith, conviction, and ocean of lyric praise, I prostrate manifesting as many bodies as atoms in the transitory worlds. May human and divine offerings actually arranged and mentally created, clouds of finest Samantabhadra offerings fill the entire space. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasasara Pramadanaya Tata Gataya Arahate Samyasam Buddhaya Teyata Om Vajra Vajra Maha Vajra Maha Teja Vajra Maha Vidya Vajra Maha Bodhi Chitta Vajra Maha Bodhi Mento Pasam Kramana Vajra Sava Kava Avarana Vishodana Vajra Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Vajrasara Pramadanaya Tata Gataya Arahate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Vajra Vajra Maha Vajra Maha Teja Vajra Maha Vidya Vajra Maha Bhuti Chitta Vajra Maha Bodhi Mento Pasam Kamana Vajra Sava Kava Avarana Vishodana Vajra Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Vajrasara Pramadanaya Tata Gataya Arahate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Vajra Vajra Maha Vajra Maha Teja Vajra Maha Vidya Vajra Maha Bodhi Chitta Vajra Maha Bodhi Mendo Pasam Kramana Vajra Sava Kava Avarana Vishodana Vajra Soha By the power of truth of the three rare sublime ones, the blessings of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, the great wealth of the completed two collections, and the sphere of phenomena being pure and inconceivable, may these piles of clouds of offerings arising through transformation by the Bodhisattvas, Arya, Samantabhadra, Manjushri, and so forth, unimaginable and inexhaustible, equaling the sky, arise and in the eyes of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the ten directions be received. Page 80. Excuse me. So we'll chant LC 23 through LC 31 in Tibetan. Kyabgan jetsun dhamma go jela na so jating yaso muanim Jepe me toh Mandala of the 37 heaps. Shinkamuagi wo Om Namo Buddhaya Om Namo Buddhaya Om Namo Buddhaya Om Namo
Dawes and
37 in English. Thousand-petaled lotuses grow on the shore of the wish-granting ocean, both actually set out and mentally emanated. Rising from the virtues of samsara and nirvana, they captivate all minds. Everywhere are flowers, worldly and transcendent virtues of the three doors of myself and others, and 100,000 fragrant Samantabhadra offerings spread. This pleasure grove laden with fruits of the three trainings, two stages, and five paths, I offer to please you, perfect pure fruits. I offer a drink of China tea, saffron bright, imbued with delicious scents and rich with 100 flavors. The five hooks, five lamps, and so forth are pure fruits transformed and increased into an ocean of nectar. I offer illusion-like consorts of youthful splendor, slender and skilled in the 64 arts of love, a host of beautiful messenger dakinis, field-born, mantra-born, and simultaneously born, unobstructed great transcendental wisdom simultaneous with bliss, the sphere free from elaboration, the nature of all phenomena, spontaneous and invisible beyond thought and expression, supreme ultimate bodhicitta, I offer to you. To cure the 404 diseases caused by mental afflictions, I offer all kinds of wholesome medicine, and I offer myself as a servant to please you. Pray keep me in your service as long as space endures. So, please turn to page 95. Whoops. Merely thinking of just your name eradicates all obstacles and immediately purifies all negative karma. Thus to you, unsurpassed Vajrasattva, I make prostration. So now we'll read the long Vajrasattva mantra three times. Om Vajrasato Samaya Manu Balaya Vajrasato Teno Patista Dido Mebawa Suto Kayo Mebawa Supo Kayo Mebawa Anurakto Mebawa Sarva Sede Meprayacha Sarva Karma Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ahahaha Ho Bhagavana Sarvatatagat Vajra Mame Muje Vajra Mahasamaya Sato Ahum Pe Vajra Sato Samaya Manu Palaya Vajra Sato Tenopa Ista Dido Mebawa Shuto Kayo Mebawa Supo Kayo Mebawa Anurakto Mebawa Sarvasite Meprayat Sarva karma sutame chitam shriyam kuruhum Ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakat Vajra mame mocha vajra bhava mahasamaya Sato ahum pe om Vajra sato samaya manu palaya Vajra sato teno padika dido me bhava Shuto kayo me bhava Supo kayo me bhava Anurakto me bhava Sarva sede me prayacha Sarva karma sutame Chitam shriyam kuruhum Ha 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 ho Bhagavana sarva tatagata Vajra mame mucha Vajra bhava mahasamaya Sato ahum te. Let's turn the page. And we'll chant LC 38 through 42 on pages 96 and 97 in Tibetan. 16, and we'll read LC 43 through 52 in English. Source of quality, great ocean of moral discipline, treasury brimming with jewels of much hearing, master, second Buddha, guidance, sapphire, elder, Vinaya holder, I make request to you. You have the 10 qualities suitable for one, to teach the path of those gone to bliss, Lord and Dhamma, representative of all comforts. Mahayana, virtuous friend, I make request to you. You are wise, patient, honest, without pretense or guile, your three doors well subdued. You have both sets of 10 qualities, no mantra and comfort, and are skilled in drawing and explaining. Foremost Vajra holder, I make request to you. To those untamed by countless past Buddhas, the unruly migrators of this degenerate age who are difficult to subdue, you accurately show the good way of those who are compassionate, refuge, savior, I make request to you. When because of the times the son of the conqueror saved, you enact the deeds of a conqueror. For the many migrators who lack the savior refuge, compassionate, refuge, savior, I make request to you. Even one of your hair pores is for us a field of more highly praised than all the conquerors of 3 times and 10 directions. Compassionate, refuge, savior, I make request to you. Adorned with the Sugata, 3 bodies and ornamental wheels, you manifest from an alluring net of skillful means, an ordinary form to lead all beings. Compassionate, refuge, savior, I make request to you. Your aggregates, elements, sources, and limbs are in nature the Sugatas and consorts of the 5 families, bodhisattvas and wrathful protectors, supreme guru in nature, the 3 jewels, I make request to you. Arising from the play of an omniscient transcendental wisdom, you are the essence of 10 million mandala cycles, pervading lord of 100 Buddha families, foremost Vajra holder, unified primordial savior, I make request to you. Unobscured, inseparable from the play of simultaneous joy, pervading everything in motion and at rest, the nature of all things free from beginning or end, all good actual ultimate bodhicitta, I make request to you. You are the Guru, you are the Yidam, you are the Yidam, from now until enlightenment, I shall seek no other refuge than you. In this Sartabhardo and all future life, hold me with your hook of compassion, free me from samsara and nirvana's fears, grant all attainments, be my constant friend, and guard me from interference. So let's say this, chant this in Tibetan. Kyöni Lama, 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 Kyöni Lama,
Dear
LC54 in Tibetan. De ta len sun
so wa da me de la me o zo lo je na na le de de la za ka ma de wa zo we ba je ja jo ne na ni je Nyāsā rīmbā cīnyā tīmbā lī Dīshī tāshī māmbā vāshī lī Kūshī nāshī lāmā nīmā jī Jīshī nāmbī cīnyā lāmā nīmā
Page 123, and we'll read LC 55 through 60 in English. Pure clouds of outer, inner, and secret offices of substance pervade the regions of space versus sky, spreading out inconceivable. Make sure they are transcendental wisdom, natural, and offering the individual of awesome. Join with the six senses, they come to generate the special transcendental wisdom, bliss, and blindness. Now we're on LC 56. Emaho. In the grand play of transcendental wisdom, all round are Vajra fields, and all abodes majestic Vajra palaces, oceans of clouds of Samanta Vajra offerings raised forth. Objects are endowed with every glory, all beings are actual dakas and dakinis. There is not even the word impurity or mistaken, all is infinitely pure. Whom within the Dharmakaya, where all mental fabrications are stilled, above a turbulent wind and blazing fire, is a tripod. Part of three human heads, all within a proper human skull cup, all each substance brilliantly shines. Above them are Oma Hum. Each sparkles with brilliant color. Wind moves, fire blazes, the substances melt and boil. Vapor swirls up strongly, causing hosts of light rays to emanate from the three letters into the ten directions, drawing back the three vajras and nectar, which dissolve into the respective letters. They melt into nectar and blend with the essences. Purified, transformed, and increased, Emma Ho becomes an ocean, gleaming with the glory of everything desired. Now let's chant the invocation LC 61 and 62 in Tibetan. Tujhe dani chanyu so now we'll chant LC 63 on page 126 all the way to LC 67 on the top of 129, three times in Tibetan. Ho jing jing ya dan cha
ye che la de la me le le la ye la la de cha ye la me cha la ye ye la ma a de la me la ro me cha ye ne ta ma ho che la cha ye la de Om de je va da ja je je la be sa me de de to je ya do ji ne yo me la so ye ye Om om de de ba la ro me chen de ne Om
Yeah, I'm all right.
turn to page 132. And let's chant LC68 in Tibetan. Emma ho so ki ko Song of the Spring Queen in Tibetan on page 133, LC70, all the way to LC75 on the top of 137, one time in Tibetan. 바탄제당
파원노네나요마칸도다네칸도마구란노네소완데대와조라제베예로가대베라네마라네제네조가제도론제바예네현전대베조와라조소아라라라라오아예做满街这个小拉了关子和你这些把当街打把我那年年就骂看着大你看着骂可能大你做完的给我出来一年拉去的一年光都有一颗见你茶街边马路边的瓦街年就马就能拉去满足啊啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦天亮看着走南街街边是蓝脸红脚红的夜夜把当街当把我那年年就骂看着当你看着骂哥浪当你说完的南流西边娘家卡家妈拉进公婆去打看着走大哥顶多学的亲拉拉新进的人打拉撒多走啊啦啦啦啦啦啊耶啊啦啦天亮看着走南街，街边是拉链红的，红的先生把当街当，把我那年年就骂，看着他年看着骂，哥郎那年说完的，男人。你亲年的你亲旁边刚多土蚂蚁亲亲着我面前的这样求亲兄弟为哪年蚂蚁啊啦啦啦啦啦啊耶啊啦啦天天看着走南街，街边是拉链红的，红的夜夜把当街当，把我大年年就骂，看着大年看着骂，哥郎大年说完的。南街边坐街边边马心厂里进家厂边进马哥南街马脚边边的瓦衣西边进瓦牛东东王子啊啦啦啦啦啦啊耶啊啊啦啦天亮看着走南街，街边是拉链红的，红的夜夜把当街当，把我那年年就骂，看着当年看着骂，
LC 76, and this will be reading in English. Whom impure false appearances are purified in emptiness. Ah, this sublime nectar made from wisdom knowledge, on becomes the vast ocean of all desired things. Oh, blessed by samadhi, this remaining offering feast of an ocean of uncontaminated nectar, we offer to please your host of the may I become a self-made Buddha for the sake of beings, and by my generosity may I liberate the multitudes of beings not liberated by previous Buddhas. Now turn to page 141. Start the meditation on the Lam Rim prayer. LC 84. Supreme Field of Merit, my perfect pure guru, to the power of having made offerings and respectful requests, I seek your blessing, Savior, and the very root of happiness and goodness, that I may come under your joyful care. Now turn to page 144, LC 85. Realizing how this body of liberty and endowment is found but once, is difficult to obtain and is quickly lost, I seek your blessings to make it worthwhile and take its essence without being distracted by the meaningless affairs of this life. Aghast at the searing blaze of suffering in the world around me, I take heartfelt refuge in the three precious gems and seek your blessings that I may eagerly strive to abandon all negativities and accomplish the accumulation of every virtue. Violently tossed amidst waves of karma and mental affliction, plagued by the many sea monsters of the three kinds of suffering, I seek your blessings to develop an intense longing to be liberated from this infinite and frightening great ocean of existence. Having abandoned the mind that views this unbearable prison, aside from existence of the pleasure grove, I seek your blessings to hold the three trainings as the treasure of the superior's wealth, and thereby to uphold liberation. Having considered how all these miserable beings have been my mothers and have raised me in kindness again and again, I seek your blessings to develop effortless compassion like that of a loving mother for her precious child. There is no difference between myself and others. None of us wishes for even the slightest of suffering, or is ever content with the happiness we have. Realizing this, I seek your blessings that I may generate joy for the happiness of others. This chronic disease of cherishing myself is giving rise to my unsuffering. Receiving this, I seek your blessings to blame, begrudge, and destroy the monstrous demon of selfishness. The mind that cherishes mothers and places in the place is a gateway leading to infinite qualities. Seeing this, I seek your blessings to cherish these beings more than my life, even should they rise up as my enemies. In brief, infantile beings labor only for their own ends, while the able ones work solely for the welfare of others. The mind understanding the distinction between the failings of one and the advantages of the other, I seek your blessings to enable me to exchange myself with others. Cherishing myself is the doorway to all love, while cherishing my mother is the foundation of all qualities. Hence, I seek your blessings to make my core practice the yoga of exchanging self for others. Turn to page 154. So let's read the first one three times. And thus, perfect, pure, compassionate gurus, I seek your blessings that all negativities, obscurations, and sufferings of mother migrators may without exception ripen upon me right now, and that by giving my happiness and virtue to others, all migrators may experience happiness. And thus, perfect, pure, compassionate gurus, I seek your blessings that all negativities, obscurations, and sufferings, mother migrators, may without exception ripen upon me right now, and that by giving my happiness and virtue to others, all migrators may experience happiness. And thus, perfect, pure, compassionate gurus, I seek your blessings that all negativities, obscurations, and sufferings of mother migrators may without exception ripen upon me right now, and that by giving my happiness and virtue to others, all migrators may experience happiness. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished-for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path increasing the two bodhicittas to the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dhamma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. I seek your blessings that I relate everything I may meet to meditation through skillful means possessing the four applications and that I may make this life of liberties and endowments greatly meaningful through practicing the advice and pledges of thought transformation. In order to rescue all migrators from the vast seas of existence, I seek your blessings to train only in bodhicitta through love, compassion, and superior intention conjoined with the teaching of mounting, giving, and taking upon the breath. I seek your blessings that I may eagerly endeavor to put into practice the three Mahayana moral codes and to restrain my mind stream with pure vows of conqueror's children, the single path journey by all victorious ones of the three times. I seek your blessing to complete the perfection of generosity through the guideline teaching of increasing the mind that gives without attachment, namely, transforming my body, wealth, and collection of virtues of the three times into the object desired by each and every sentient being. I seek your blessings to complete the perfection of moral discipline, not transgressing the bounds of the Pratimoksha, Bodhisattva, and Tantric vows, even at the cost of my life, accumulating virtuous dharmas and accomplishing the purpose of sentient beings. Should even all the beings of the three realms without exception become angry at me, humiliate, criticize, threaten, or even kill me, I seek your blessings not to be agitated, but to complete the perfection of patience that works for their benefit in response to their harm. Even if I must remain for an ocean of eons in the fiery house of Avicii, for the sake of even just one sentient being, I seek your blessings to complete the perfection of enthusiasm that out of compassion entirely strives for supreme enlightenment. Having abandoned the faults of thinking, agitation, and mental wandering, I seek your blessings to complete the perfection of mental stabilization through the samadhi, single-pointed placement upon the nature of reality of all phenomena, their lack of true existence. I seek your blessings to complete the perfection of wisdom through the space-like yoga of single-minded placement upon ultimate truth, conjoined with the pliancy and great bliss induced by the discriminating wisdom analyzing suchness. I seek your blessings to perfect samadhi on illusion by realizing how outer and infinite true existence but still appear like a mirage, a dream, or the moon's image on a still lake. Samsara and nirvana lack even an atom of true existence, and cause and effect and dependent rising are infallible. I seek your blessings to discern the meaning of Nagarjuna's thought that these two are mutually complementary and not contradictory. Then, crossing the depths of the ocean of Tantra, through the kindness of my captain, Vajradhara, I seek your blessings that I may hold my vows and pledges, the root of siddhis, dearer than my life. I seek your blessings that whatever appears may arise as a deity, having cleansed all stains of ordinary appearance and grasping, with the first stage yoga of transforming birth, death, and the bardo into the three bodies of a conqueror. I seek your blessings to actualize in this life the path uniting clear light in the illusory body which arises from placing your feet, my Savior, in the eight petals of my heart at the very center of my central channel. If my time of death comes before I have completed the points of the path, I seek your blessings that I may be led to a pure land through the instructions of correctly applying the five forces or the Guru's transference, the forceful means to enlightenment. In short, I seek your blessings, my Savior, to be cared for by you from birth and separately throughout all my lives, and thus to become your chief disciple, holding every secret of your body, speech, and mind. Savior, please grant that all be auspicious for me to be foremost among your very circle of disciples wherever you manifest Buddhahood, so that all my temporal and ultimate wishes, without exception, may be effortlessly and spontaneously fulfilled. Now turn to page 164, and let's read LC 115. Having thus been entreated, Supreme Gurus, pray grant this request, so that you may bless me, happy alight on the crown of my head, and once again set your radiant feet firmly at the corolla of my lotus heart. And I'll turn the page, start the conclusion in English. Whatever white virtues I have thus created, I dedicate as possible, enabling me to uphold the holy doctrine of scripture and insight, and to fulfill without exception the prayers and deeds of all the sadhanas and bodhisattvas of the three kinds. By the force of this merit, may I never be parted in all my life from Mahayana's four spheres, and may I reach the end of my journey along the path of renunciation, bodhicitta, pure view, and the two states. Verses of auspiciousness. To the quality of whatever white virtues there are in samsara and nirvana, may all be auspicious for us to be free here and now from all misfortune and loss, and thus to enjoy a glorious and perfect celestial treasure of temporal and ultimate virtue and goodness. May all be auspicious for the Buddha's teachings to remain long, through your centers of Dharma, Amrita, and Losangrapa, being filled with hosts of renunciates, yogis, and yogisis, striving in the single point of view to master the seeds. Having received your blessing, Losangrapa, who from the time of youth may request to the Supreme Guru Deity, may there be the auspiciousness of Losang Vajradhara, who spontaneously accomplishes the purpose of others. May all our desired endowments swell like the lake and the summer rain. May we have an unbroken continuity of rebirth with freedom and faultless families. May we pass our days and nights with the holy Dharma of Losang Drapa. And may we delight in the glories of perfection. Mm-hmm. By the collection of whatever fruits whose eye and others set on, we shall do from now until enlightenment. May all be auspicious, holy, perfect, pure ones. For your body is formed to reign in this land, immutable like a vipa. We'd like to thank the our friends and members of the Kadamba Center for sponsoring this puja and dedicate this for all the mundane and super mundane wishes of all our gurus to be fulfilled instantly. So now we'll do the dedication prayers and right there. Due to the merits accumulated during the three times by myself and all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, which are empty from their own side, may the I was empty from its own side, achieve the state of enlightenment, which is empty from its own side, and lead all sentient beings who are empty from their own side to that state as quickly as possible by myself alone. Due to the merits of the three times created by myself and others, and by the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, may I, my family members, and all the students and benefactors of the organization, and all sentient beings be able to meet perfectly qualified Mahayana virtuous friends in all our future life. From our side, may we always see them as enlightened, and always perform only actions most pleasing to their holy minds. May we always fulfill their holy wishes instantly. Please turn to page 244 and 245 in the Gold Para Book. Gandhira we korwe shinkam dev penda dewa malu shuwene chende siwa tenzing yasoi shakwe shite bardu tenkyu chi jonu iye nala wa shoti awa tore sembara sopa no sangye we dita le felsho shashe kengyu lama sowa dev Tutsu
So, Guru practitioner, if there's something to need aid on, he will aid. Some Lama say, but doesn't matter, so we are not going to get into that kind of debate. So it just doesn't matter, say or not say, doesn't matter. Yeah. Thank you for raising the question here. Yeah.